Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and today is Monday, March 8th. We have a special treat because Ann Peyton Baker, who is a member of Mountain Brook Baptist and also a missionary with Kids Alive International in the Dominican Republic, will be reading the scripture today. As she is reading, you may hear some wonderful sounds of children playing outside her window and birds chirping. And when she finishes the scripture, she and I will spend some time discussing her journey to joining Kids Alive International and the exciting ministry that is happening there. Thank you, Ann Peyton, for sharing this time with us today.
Matthew 17:24 through 18:14. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with 2 hands or 2 feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with 1 eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go out in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Psalm 94. O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth, repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. And they say, "The Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive." Understand, O dullest of the people. Fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord, knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, "My foot slips," your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Hosea 7. When I would heal Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim is revealed, and the evil deeds of Samaria, for they deal falsely. The thief breaks in, and the bandits raid outside. But they do not consider that I remember all their evil. Now their deeds surround them. They are before my face. By their evil they make the king glad, and the princes by their treachery. They are all adulterers. They are like a heated oven whose baker ceases to stir the fire, from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king, the princes became sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand with mockers. For with hearts like an oven, they approach their intrigue. All night their anger smolders. In the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen, and none of them calls upon me. Ephraim mixes himself with the peoples. Ephraim is like a cake not turned. Strangers devour his strength, and he knows it not. Gray hairs are sprinkled upon him, and he knows it not. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Yet they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim is like a dove, silly and without sense, calling to Egypt, going to Assyria. As they go, I will spread over them my net. I will bring them down like the birds of heavens. I will discipline them according to the report made to their congregation. Woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry to me from their heart, but they wail upon their beds. For grain and wine they gash themselves. They rebel against me. Although I trained and strengthened their arms, yet they devise evil against me. They return but not upward. They are like a treacherous bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword because of the insolence of their tongue. They shall be their derision in the land of Egypt.
Thank you, Ann Payton, for joining us on the podcast today. It's so exciting to see you and to hear your voice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you were inspired to become a part of Kids Alive International.
Mary, it's so good to see you too. I'm so excited to be here. I got involved with Kids Alive in 2015 after I had had my first year at Vanderbilt University, and I went on a spring break service trip to the Dominican Republic with Kids Alive from a connection that I had with a friend who had grown up going with his church here, and he knew that I had been going with my church to South Africa and to California on mission trips and knew that that was something I was interested in. And so he invited me and I quickly fell in love with it. And fast forward 6 years now, crazy. I'm on staff as a counselor as I finish up my master's in human development counseling. And I work here in the mornings, mostly with children from our orphanage here, as well as over Zoom with children from our orphanage that is 2 hours away and one that's 3 hours away. So I spend time doing individual therapy and group therapy. And then the afternoons, I leave it open for what I call missionary duties, which look like all sorts of different fun projects that arise.
Now, I want to hear more about these missionary duties, but first, tell us how your profession or your education is helping you with your ministry there at Kids Alive.
Definitely a lot. So I grew up at Mount Brook Baptist Church and Mount Brook High School, and so I loved our Spanish department at Mount Brook High School, fell in love with Spanish there, continued to study it in college, and ended up majoring in that in my undergraduate studies. So I use Spanish all the time. We only speak Spanish here. Hardly anyone speaks English. So that has been a huge blessing, just that the Lord formed me to be able to do that here now. through my studies. And then my master's is in human development counseling. So definitely more the therapy, psychology side of it. And I feel very prepared from Vanderbilt's graduate program to be able to provide good services for the kids that are here.
I have chill bumps thinking about the fact that nothing's lost. I'm so grateful that he's given you this passion for Spanish and for counseling and how he is using that for his glory in the lives of these children. Now, I've heard a little bit just recently about a new bike ministry that you guys have. Can you tell me a little bit about the bike ministry?
Yes, I would be happy to, because this afternoon we're actually revealing the bikes to the kids. So we have been buzzing with excitement here at Casa Monte Plata about this bike project. Thanks to the generosity of one of our church members, we have been able to purchase about 16 bikes for the children to use. So hardly any of our children know how to ride a bike right now. And as you might remember growing up, learning how to ride a bike is big for your confidence, coordination, all sorts of things. And so our directors here have really wanted bikes for our kids to be able to provide them some of that physical and emotional therapy and just enjoyment as well. And so thanks to God laying this on one of our church members' hearts, we've been able to slowly over the last 3 weeks collect all of the bikes that are the right sizes for every kid. And this afternoon we will be putting them in groups, in pairs, basically to share a bike and to learn how to take care of a bike and ride a bike. And eventually we will be taking them on little bike trips around the city. So we've had—
That is amazing. That is so amazing. We can't wait to see. Please take some pictures so that we can see the kids with their new bikes. That kind of leads me to the next question. Are there specific ways that we can pray alongside you and the ministry there at Kids Alive in the Dominican?
That's a great question. We always covet your prayers, and just the Lord knows more than even I do what our needs are. But I think our children have been through a lot of abuse emotionally and physically. And so I think just praying for their healing is always my primary request. We also have a couple of children who are in the middle school range who are still really struggling to read. And so that has been something that I've really been asking for prayers about, is just that they would, the Lord would open their minds and eyes to be able to learn how to read. They have that desire, but it is really difficult for them because of their past or whatever it might be. And so that's not something I have a huge skill set in, but I know that that's something that the Lord can do. And so praying for them to learn how to read, I think, is really a specific prayer request I would have right now.
It reminds me of something we read just this past week on the Project 119 website and in our Bible reading plan. In Matthew chapter 9, it says that Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." So what you're basically saying is, you know, come help. We need somebody that can come alongside these kids and teach them how to read.
We always need more hands. That's what our children's director or our home director says. We always need more hands to be helping.
Well, and my hope is that we one day, after COVID restrictions are lessened and we feel a little more safe to be traveling abroad, my hope is that our church will be able to come and partner alongside you and to bring some groups to be there for a week or two. But we also want to pray big that the Lord would continue to send out laborers for longer periods of time. So as we end our time together, I just want to remind everybody that Ann Payton has some prayer cards that I'm sure her parents can get you, that you can stick on your court board to remind you to pray. And Ann Payton and I are going to tag team the prayer. So I'll begin and then Ann Payton will end for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time to be with Ann Payton and to hear her voice and to hear how you have been ministering through her to the children at Kids Alive International. And also, Lord, how you have used your resources through the generosity of people at Mountain Brook Baptist to make your name known and to continue to encourage these children that you love them. Thank you, Lord, for giving Ann Payton a passion for Spanish and for counseling and for using her skill set for your glory. Continue to guard her heart. Continue to give her a sense of your presence. Remind her, Lord, of your great love that you are a refuge and strength, a strong tower, and that we shouldn't fear, but we can rely on you. And help us, Lord, to be a people who are ready and willing to give the resources that you have given us for the good of others. And help us remember to pray for our sister Ann Payton and for all those around the world who are working for your ministry and for your kingdom come. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to share with my sister Mary and our church. Lord, thank you for the blessing of this church. Thank you for just the ways that you place in my life the people there to grow me into knowing you more. And Lord, I just pray that that would continue to be true, Lord, that you would touch people through Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and that you would just, as we talked about in the verses in Matthew, Lord, that you would just raise up people who are going out and harvesting from your labor, Lord. And we just thank you for the ways that you are moving in this world. And we pray that you would move our hearts to be sensitive to that, whether that's right down the street from us in Alabama, or if that's far away in different parts of the world, whether that be the Dominican Republic or even further, Lord. We just ask that you would move, that you would be here with us too now in the Dominican, that you would be with our children, and you would help them even to adopt the same vision of wanting to go out and helping in this harvest. Lord, may we view it as a privilege. And I just ask again your blessing over everyone listening to this podcast, Lord. Thank you for everyone who's a part of your body. We love you so much, and we thank you just for your son and the gift that he is and the ways that he came out and came to us and was sent to us to bring us closer to you as well. Lord, help us follow that model. It's in his name we pray. Amen.